flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking about that, somebody who's already done that for a number of years, set down kind of the law a little bit in his time at Wes Broward, has just done an amazing job last year, coming off a 9-4 season in the playoffs, losing to Miami Southridge, a team that obviously was one of the best in the state towards the end of the season. And this year, Wes Broward looks like a program that's definitely going to contend in 6A. Head coach Brian McCartney is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And you've been a little busy in the off season, I would imagine.
Yeah, this January has been kind of crazy. You know, in December, we ended up the year with our game against Southridge. Didn't go the way we wanted, but we got to enroll three early enrollees, Zaid Pierre to Eastern Michigan, Kelvin Reyes to FIU, and Josh Moore to Miami. First time ever in West Broward history we were able to do that. Then starting off in January, hit the ground running, getting ready for the 25 season. We have a great group of young men that that have just led the way already in the weight room and conditioning, and they're hungrier than they've ever been. It's actually very exciting to see where our program is right now compared to our previous years. And our boys are hungry. They tasted a little bit last year.
Yeah, and you came up with big wins last year. I mean, obviously, and you know as well as I do, you know, you got to play a competitive schedule, and you did. You went to Camden County, played a really, really good Georgia team, one of the best, obviously, in the state of Georgia. You played Cardinal Gibbons, a program that every year is amongst the best. You went to Naples and played Gulf Coast. You played Western, another, you know, challenging program, and then beat a really good Piper team in the playoffs. 2 years in a row, you have an opportunity to compete in a district that's very competitive. Talk about what you expect out of this team moving forward, because, you know, you lost, as you mentioned, you lost some pieces, of this team. You know, there's some other guys that you didn't mention that are key to your program that, you know, are moving on. But you do return some key players, plus you got some in. Talk about the optimism. You got to be really optimistic going into the spring.
We're really excited because, honestly, this is the first time we've ever returned three of our big offensive linemen, Alejandro Schmidt, Nick Ion, Brian Granger, strong, powerful dudes. Ran for, you know, over, I think, 2,800 yards last year. We bring back Amos Bradford, bring Amir Sears back. We bring Shamara Conde. We bring Uriah McCartney back. We bring so much pieces to the team. Cedric Mitchell, the up-and-coming receiver that we had from last year. We have Isaiah Lopez, who's been working his tail off, played defense and offense for us, just like Amir did. We're super excited. We added a good quarterback, Jax Bader. We're a really hard worker dude out there. We have some other guys out there that are coming in and coming through. And we have over 65 kids out there working every single day and working their tail off. And it's awesome to watch because they're hungry. You don't have to ask them to work hard. They know what it takes to get to that regional finals. You know, we tasted it a little bit and we're on for the next, you know, couple games.
You kind of let that Uriah McCartney slide by there, one of the top tacklers in Broward County this past year. Obviously, being related to you means nothing. The kid can play, and obviously he's learned from watching you and being around you. And then you kind of slid in three guys like Sears, who Bradford, Condi, who are all Power Four type of kids. And obviously that's keeping the hallways busy this winter. Talk about that, because you're getting, I know you lead the country in taking pictures with college coaches, because I mean, every day I go on there and you're with somebody else, but that's a lot of fun and it creates a lot of memories and they like it. Talk about that, having a lot of these high profile coaches come out your way. You know, I saw you had Juwan Sider out there last week, I believe, from Penn State. I guess by the time he got out to your school, he felt he was going back home to Glade Central. It was so far out there. But talk about having the kids out, you know, having coaches like that out there. It means a lot for your program. It means a lot for your kids, too.
It means truly a lot, because just a couple of years ago, you know, we didn't have many coaches coming out there. Now, you know, we're becoming a regular place of stopping for a lot of people. Like Notre Dame was there Thursday. Just like you say, Sider was there. There the same day. There's so many coaches. Alabama's there, you know. The University of Cristobal comes by. Coach Napier from Florida. It's a blast. And, you know, I started those pictures. I don't really even like social media, but I started those pictures just so people knew who Wes Broward was. And now It just became a thing. And it's awesome to watch because, you know, all of our kids, it's not just one kid. It's multiple kids. We have running back coaches coming for Amos and Isaiah. We have DB coaches coming for Shamar and a couple other kids. We have linebacker coaches coming for Uriah. We have offensive line coaches walking through the door, which don't come in South Florida that often. You know, we had Kentucky here, and he went to two different schools, and that was it. And that's all he did. And Notre Dame came to one. It was awesome that we were the one that got picked, you know. And our kids worked their tails off. So just watching them being able to shake hands and talk to the coaches, get to know them and all that stuff, it's nothing but just priceless, honestly.
No doubt. Coach Brian McCartney, the head coach at Wes Broward, is kind enough to join us on a Monday. Coach, you know, the one thing that we were just talking with Coach Toussaint, you know, who's new head coach at Pine Charter, was the five-on-fives, getting the linemen, offensive and defensive linemen involved in the offseason. You know as well as I do, having coached the line, it's not always been that way. It's usually been the 7-on-7 kids, and then the linemen stay home and they don't have a great time. But now at all the camps that you go to, you know, they have 7-on-7, but they also have line camps at the same time. Talk about these 5-on-5 events, because these are great. This is like 7-on-7 for linemen.
Yeah, it's awesome to watch. You know, they're getting ready. These kids are getting ready for one-on-ones, you know, whenever they go to college camps. This is just practice for them, just like for 7-on-7, those guys, you know, going out there, winning a trophy, having fun. These guys are building bonds with each other. I know Crafty Lyman does a good group. Coach O from O Mentoring System does a great job. There's so many South Florida teams that are out there that have been busting their tail. And you see all the great guys from all over different high schools working together.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the thing is it's no mistake, because last year, some of the events that I went to, I saw Ely. They ended up having a really good line. I saw South Ridge. They ended up having a good line. I saw Archbishop McCarthy. They ended up having a pretty good line at the end of the year. So it's sort of like what you put in, you know, in the off season in January, February, and March. You certainly get out the rest of the year. Schedule-wise, have you started on your schedule for next year? You know, because I know there was some away games that you may not be able to get again. But are there any surprises coming up?
We have a surprise for that week one. You know, we got invited to possibly do that Broward vs. America, so we're really excited about that.
Wow!
We go to Camden County week two. We're really excited to go back over there. We owe them something, actually. You know, they left a bad taste in our mouth, you know. And I think we still got Cardinal Gibbons, Coach DeBuck out there, Coach Rakovich over at Western. Another great competitive game, because, you know, he's always going to have a great program. And Gulf Coast again. As of right now, that's what we've had from last year in Plantation. We're excited about that also.
Yeah, well, that was a kind of a tough game as well last year. The game that you had that game. I know Camden County, when I saw that Coach Rowland went up there last year, and then I looked at Mainland, I see why he left.
Yeah, right.
Mainland kind of took a – Yeah, they kind of took a step back. Coach, I can't thank you enough. As always, man, you're great. I love talking with you. I always respect what you've done and continue to do. And we'll see you plenty in the off season.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Larry. Awesome for having me.
Good stuff. Coach Brian McCartney, the head coach at West Broward, does a tremendous job and continues to watch out for them this year. He mentioned some really good football players. They're gonna be a force. They're going to be one of those teams to keep an eye on this coming year, and we'll check them out during the spring, and we'll kind of let everybody know as well about that.